Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go no goes based on the data you have for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Recorded a few new bumpers today. I got kind of trapped in here. We had some rain kind of threatening us and snow at 3,000 feet. We're at 1,676 feet here in Shingle Springs, so it's got that... It's got that feel that maybe we might get a dusting here, but woke up this morning to an interesting sight. We had quite the geyser out on my path on the way up to the main ranch house, and had a water line sprung a leak, and it was right next to a redwood tree, so I was sitting there chopping away at roots with a shovel and getting that all squared away. Found the problem. A rock had been pushed right into the pipe. And so I was up to my arms in mud dealing with it was a rather messy setup, but I got it done, and I've got a patch in place right now, and tomorrow morning I get to go back out there and put a new valve in. So it's going to be, I do it all, you know, rocket scientist, ghost hunter, plumber. I wonder how plumbers get into ghost hunting. Maybe, I've never heard of such a thing, have you? Well, maybe taps, who knows. Anyway, hey, you know, I'm here because of Anastasia. Yes, my darling, I see you. And Kathy is there. You know, she's saying hi to everybody. And we've got HCT Pam. Good to see you again. And we have Lady Dot V. I'm not sure what the V stands for. I think Vampiris, Victoria. I'm not sure, but it's mysterious nonetheless. And we have Priestly. Good to see you. Excuse me. We are going to be doing some psychometry tonight, and I decided to pull a few objects in. I've got a few random things picked around from my place here to test on you guys. And I actually do pay attention to some of the things being said out there, and there's actually been a thing going around that no one seems to know what reverse psychometry is. Well, I went and looked up what reverse psychometry is, and it's actually, from what I've been able to find, it is the planting of a particular thought or message into an object by somebody for someone else to later go find. Now, I'm going to, for those of you in the chat room, I've got a link here I'm just going to pop in for you that was where I found at least some of this. So I just went ahead and popped this on. And it's towards the bottom of this little quote, an article, a conversation with Claire Cronin. And they talk about creating a reverse psychometry installation in the front window of their store, and said that staffers selected objects that spoke to them and then jolted messages that they would like to be read from them should someone else open their third eye to them in the future. So basically, you're imparting energy into an object for later on for someone to read. That is reverse psychometry. So it made absolute sense that, because we pick these things up, say you pick up an object and you read it. Most often it's not by intent that it picked up things. It's just it's exposure. But these people are purposely putting their thoughts and energies and emotions into these objects, and it's interesting to see what might happen. So I've been thinking about it throughout the day, and that I may actually give that a try and actually test me planting a message, kind of like a tape recorder in a crystal or something like that, and then to see what happens when I have another psychic read it. So Renee Martin, a good friend of mine, she's our psychic on the GRI team here. I think I'm going to be talking to her about that. And we've been having a heck of a time getting our team together this month, a lot of stuff going on. So real life sometimes intrudes. I'm trying to go out and hunt ghosts and do all the things. So I've got plenty to keep me busy, though. New item in the arsenal here tonight. Number one, we've got the K2 meter is hooked up and is actually sitting there running away. And that's not the new thing. I went ahead and I had one of these, and I broke it by mistake. And it is a one of those plasma globes, and I've got a huge plasma globe sitting here. And it has the most wild effect on the ovulus I've ever seen. I mean, this ovulus is going crazy around this thing. It's saying all sorts of stuff. So, tonight we're going to play with the ovulus a little bit. And HCP Pam is talking about too much snow. Where are you at, Pam? Yeah, I'd like to know where all that snow is at. So I know where global warming isn't. Anyway, but we're going to do a little bit of that stuff with the ovulus. And I do have our other toys. I did bring out the EM pump also. So we're going to just have a lot of EMF around me. And I'm hoping that a spirit or two does pop in and maybe catch my attention over here with the K2. So I'm going to do that. And I hope everybody's hearing me good, because you're not responding. Oh, there. Well, now I know you're hearing me. Big Bear. Yeah, that's up in the mountains. That's up above Los Angeles. And that's kind of high up. There's a lot of great... I actually used to do astronomy way, way back. And there was an astronomy gathering that used to occur there every year. And maybe it's still going on. I haven't been there in, 20 years. But really nice place. I like Big Bear. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Lady V. So anyway, I'm going to start off by... I've got an object. This time it is something that sits in my hand. And I'm going to, and I see Dominica made it. Yes, she was on Western Nevada Paranormal Show. And that guy is pretty cool. I like him. And I've been trying to hook up with him to do a hunt with him in Virginia City in Western Nevada. And so I hope her show went well. You probably want to go back out there, all guys, if you... you haven't heard that show, and go listen to it on archives. So anyway, good to have her here. This show is also her idea. Well, I'll go to Anastasia. So you guys, this is all for you. Anyway, I've got this object in my hand, and we were actually going to play around with a few different things tonight, but I'm just going to kind of throw it out there. And then as you pick up things, I'll tell you if it's right or wrong. Can't you pick up ghosts' voices from ghosts in my house, John? Dominica says. I'll tell you what, why don't you send your ghosts to me? That would be actually a good thing to do. Ask them to do that. And as a matter of fact, it was funny because this morning I woke up, went up to the, I slept in. It was really nice, 9 o'clock. I was just like, sacked out and enjoyed it very much. Didn't have to go to work. And got up and ambled onto the house, grabbed some coffee, checked on Dad, and it was his birthday today, and he's 74 years old. And I went ahead and was just sitting there talking to Mom, and lo and behold, a shadow walks right behind her, right through heading into the hallway. Same path we've seen this shadow go many times before. Yeah, Anastasia, it is blue. Very good. Very good. That's a good a direct hit. It's actually a very sky, well, more than sky blue. It's kind of a navy blue. Yeah, so it's in my hand, and I'm just sitting here focusing on it. And so tonight, you know, with regard to my dad, his 74th birthday, we didn't think he'd make it this far, given the strokes and the things that have happened. You know, this show's dedicated to him. And also, I've been watching Deadliest Catch, and they were having a real, really touching set of shows about Captain Phil Harris. So I really, really liked Phil. Just a really decent man, and an amazing fisherman, and just an example of what a man should be, just by the way he carried himself, and just a great human being. And I was just saddened to hear that he passed in late January. He had a sudden stroke, and it just was too much for him. And he passed on. And so they've been doing all these tributes. And so I thought I'd kind of do a dual dedication here to my father for surviving the stroke this long, and to the family and friends, and, of course, to Phil Harris himself. I dedicate the show also. So we're going to be thinking about them, and if you happen to, you know, throw a prayer or two to Captain Phil on the other side, you know, definitely do that, because he's just a great human being, and our best to his family and everybody that loved him. So anyway, we're going to move on here. Let's see. Now, we had a direct hit with the, and HCP Pam says rubber band. No. Actually, it has something that looks like a rubber band attached to it, but I won't say anything more. But it is blue. It is blue. There is, yeah, I'll just say that much. It's blue. And you've got to figure it out from there, guys. So take your best guess. I'll give you the only hint I'll give you. It fits in my hand. So we'll move on from there. Let's see. And, yep, oh, thanks, Kathy. Yeah, it's, Dad is doing great. Yeah, we've got the medication under control, and no more seizures. The last one was really bad. We had an 18-hour seizure, and he was it took him 6 months to walk again properly. So we went through quite a deal. And we can invite Captain Phil. Captain Phil, it would be nice to have him drop in. A lot of people are thinking about him, so who knows? Maybe he might stop in. Hopefully we'll see a little K2 activity. Maybe he indicates he's here. Or any of his friends or family, who knows. So with that, let's see. We've got the guesses going on, and just keep them up. A blue key. A pin on a lanyard. Hi, mi bocos. No. No pin and no key. No keys. I'm going to send real hard to you guys, and if you... I'll send one or two words with it. A Bluetooth cell phone. You're such a geek like me, paranormal guys. This is a common everyday object. It's every day. It's something you would use every day. You know, that's the only thing I'll give you that much. It's not exotic. It's just something. It just fits in your hand. Anyway, hey, we're going to do a little work today with the ovulus, and I've got the recorders all set up, and we'll do a little bit. I am remiss in my other, by the way, I'm remiss in my work in getting the other EVPs loaded, and I have made a change, though. Been getting things in order around here, and decided to set up a new website for the EVPs so we can upload those and have everybody get to them. So I'm going to be loading that stuff up. And maybe if I feel like it tomorrow, I'll do a follow-on show after my normal 8 o'clock show, and we can play some of those. So hold me to it. Anastasia is going to do a good job at that. She'll be going, John. And I will. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started with the ovulus and fire this baby up. And I'm going to go ahead and throw the EM pump on to
Religion. 11.
11.
Blown.
A blue floss pick.
Sister.
That's good.
Mary.
All right. I'm going to go ahead.
Moist.
A blue floss pick. No.
Farm.
Okay, here we go.
You're ready.
We got the recorder started at 9:44.
Right. Okay.
Okay, are you there with us? Can you tell me your name?
70. Jeff.
Jeff?
Number. Tesla. Neil. West. Earl.
Matt. You were talking earlier about having
Fred.
To run or something when I played Doug. This before.
Green.
You were a Marine?
Village. Holy.
Hmm. George?
Still.
So we go to George.
Sound. West.
West, of course, yeah.
Bond.
We're in the west. It's on the western side of the
Phil.
House. Phil.
Tenure. Here.
Who knows? Maybe Captain Phil didn't.
Running. Say. Jim. Fat. Wait. You. Sad.
Sad.
Priest.
Priest.
Stand up. Rest. Month. Grandpa.
These are all new words.
State. Down. Curse. Purified.
It's really regular, too.
Okay. Finish. Bad.
Can you tell me, where are you at right now?
See. Candle.
By the candle?
Log.
I have a lit candle right behind
Ray.
Me.
Castle.
It's about, it's Set. In the north side of the house, about 20
Three
feet away.
Good.
Are you, can you move closer so that,
you,
I'm going to point to the K2. Can you walk up to my K2 and influence it?
Sexy.
Sexy.
Jacket.
Jacket.
Follow. Mommy. Oil and Earth.
These are new
Mirror.
Words.
Right.
You're to the right?
Sail. Relax. Tell.
Can you slow down a bit?
Turn. Holy. You.
Following you.
Yes.
Is can you find no. Can you talk to Captain Phil Harris
Here.
And bring him in?
Fact. Mama. Phil.
Can you slow Mike. Down a little bit? Because you're
John.
John.
Smell.
No, I don't
you
smell.
Turn.
I just took a shower before the show.
George.
Oh jeez.
Crash. Nowhere. Multiple. None.
Wow.
Found.
No keys,
Nurse.
Anastasia. No keys.
Lord. Colony. Pray.
Pray.
Rest.
I'm going to let it run another minute and a half,
Pain.
And then we'll save that off.
Religion. Near.
Are you here in the room? Are you here in the room with me?
12. Pound. Sign.
Pound.
Change. Cable.
Table.
Kill.
Fill.
Sun adrift. Safe.
Phil
Castle.
Safe. Phil is safe.
Surgery.
Surgery.
Raw melon. Ash. Lynette. Two.
Homicide.
Homicide. Math. Task. Energy.
Energy. That's a new
Ghost.
One.
Ghost.
Ghost.
Foreigner. Rest. Yes. Monument.
Monument.
Plate. Mike. Nail. Nine. Left.
Is this, are you talking about Captain Phil?
Fist. Chair. Three. Four.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end
four,
it at 6 minutes, and then we'll stop.
Search. Sail. Narc.
Narc?
Render. Coronel. Charm.
Fun.
Crash. Mom.
Mom?
Bed.
The only one.
Near. Non. Island. Shot.
Island shot.
Rock.
All right, we're going to end it here. Goodbye.
Table. Seal.
Give it a few more seconds.
Burn.
We're going to be taking off. You're real talkative
please
tonight.
When. Near.
Friend near.
Enemy. Last. Yell. Purified.
Purified.
Subdrift. When. Felt.
I'll just let it run until 7 minutes. This is really good stuff.
Tell. Divine.
All right, we've written
Uncle.
That. Uncle.
Stream. Tom.
See you later.
Sad.
I'll stop. Okay. That was different. Now let me go ahead and turn that down. And let's see what we got. I'm going to save this before we lose it. So I'm going to save this file off to the proper location here, guys. And you guys haven't been getting too close. So you did really good as far as the color. That was a direct hit. I'll give you another hint. It's about the width of my hand on the long axis of this thing. So that's probably about as far as I'll go. And let's see if that... No matches. Yeah, Karen, it's good to see you. Hey, yeah, it is saying stuff we normally don't hear. I think the introduction of the new plasma ball really kicked things off. It just set it a whole new direction. There's actually two of them. I have an older one right next to it, and they're both running, and it's really spectacular looking. I'll have to take a shot of this. I mean, it's just insane, and I have the crystal ball from the last session sitting over here too. So there's all these powerful objects around the broadcast setup we have here. Let's see, today's 022010. Okay, I'm going to save that. And write down Ovulus. And save that. There we go. Okay. Got that. And that's saving off. Now, good one pair. Pair guys is saying thank you. All right, blue matches. I don't think so. Although it has, it does have a function. It actually does something. So nope, not a hairbrush. Nope. You guys got to really, really focus. I'm like projecting it right now. I'm going to take a minute and just project on this thing. And I've got my hand wrapped around it, my right hand, and I'm just thinking really hard about what this thing does. And if you can just key in on what it does, I think you're gonna laugh when you find out what it is. So I'm actually gonna set it down for a minute here, and let me think here. We've got the I'll hook in our other device while that is happening, And let's take a moment to take the shout-outs here. We got Lady V, and I'm thinking Victoria. No army knife. Nope, not a watch. You guys are, it was like so promising. It was blue. It was blue. Oh, man. Let's see. We have 13 Susan Excavier. All right. Anastasia 1, Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hello, Kathy. Dominica Amore. And we have HCP Pam. Good to see you. Judith Evie. And I've seen you around, and you've got an apple next to you. I'm not sure what those apple symbols mean, but that's really cool. Karen's Dream over there in Phoenix, Arizona. Miss Ghosts from back east, and I sent you some emails, so I promised, and I did it. And we have Paranormal Guys, and it is. And bringing up the bottom of the list here is Priestley. So good to see you all. No, it's not a blue ball. No, it's not a shoehorn. If you guys, I don't know. Go ahead and keep just thinking about it. We're going to go ahead and fire off the other little toy we have here, and that's going to be the FM setup. Let me go ahead and get this going. And let's go into scanning. All right. And actually, I'll talk a little bit about what Ms. Ghost was talking about, too. Karen, no quite. Quite. Not cool. All right. We are scanning. And if someone would like to come in, actually, I got to turn on the... go ahead and start the recorder. And we started at 9:56 p.m. All right. If anybody is there that would like to make their presence known... What is your name? There's something there that came in at 15 seconds. We'll go for 1 minute. And then we'll analyze it right on air. Is there, how many of you are in the room with me tonight? Are you the one that was talking about standing over by the candle? Possible response in 50 seconds. In 56 seconds. I'll go a little bit more. Are you standing by the window and enjoying the new globe that I have? Okay, we're going to stop and we'll come back to it after we do this analysis, all right? Okay, that ends that. Let's go ahead and stop and run the analysis. And let's see. Let's go back and look at the guesses going on so far. A blue-colored computer mouse. It's getting into the... It's sort of old... Yeah, not quite. It's this is a mouse cannot have your hand go around it. Okay, one more clue. So I've got my hand actually around it, and it fits in my hand, so I can actually close over the over that. So that's going to give you some ideas of you know the rough dimensions of this thing, and it's something you use every day. It's okay. I think when you find out what it is, you're all going to be going what. What are you doing? So I'll give that another couple of minutes, and then we'll reveal what that object is. Nope, not a remote. I will say this. It does something. No, Anastasia, no thumb drive. Yeah, not even an index finger drive. Nope, nothing like that. Let's go ahead and let's scan back here to play this back. Car alarm, and it's not a cell phone. Nope. Nope. It's actually a remarkably simple device, not digital. Okay, I'll say that. It is a device. It does something. And you just need to know what it does. It is round. Part of it. A package of sugar. A pack of cigarettes. It's a device, not a pack of cigarettes. A personal massager? I don't think so. No. A shaver. Can opener. Domenico Amore says it's an LOL. A cigarette lighter. Nope, I don't smoke. Oh, come on. Can opener. Massage thing. It can be used in the car. Excuse me. It can be used in the car, but it also can be used anyplace else. It's not, it's not a personal massager. You got to get over that, guys. Come on. Screwdriver. Nope. It's a device. A screwdriver doesn't use batteries. I gave away part of it, so it is a battery-powered device. Okay, 60 seconds, and we're going to let that, then I'll bring it out and say what it is. And then we have one other object that's a little more geometrical. We'll say that. A blue thermos. You know, it could look like a blue thermos. It could. It actually could. It's not a thermometer, but it could look like a, not a compass. Because a compass is, most compasses are not powered. Nope. No fan, no clock. A warmer for your coffee cup. Nope. You guys are dancing all around this thing. The blue thermos was about as close as we've gotten. Except it sucks. It would be a very tiny thermos. I'm so enjoying this. I had you guys stumped tonight. This is good. All right. I was just about to say this. Pam, you are the winner. It is a mini flashlight. It's my trusty little 9 LED mini flashlight. I carry this thing with me all the time. And you did great. That's actually totally what it is. I gave, I have to be fair. I gave quite a bit of it away to get you there. But I will say this, the blue color was hit right off the bat. So tell you what, we're going to go ahead and run some analysis, but I'm going to start on the next object. We'll actually do a second object now. I have this object in my hand, and I'm going to give you this. It's a geometric shape of a sort. And it has a particular function, this thing. And it fits it. This thing is sitting in it, and it's just an interesting thing. And I'll focus on the color, and so if we see if we can get a color hit. Susan says it's made out of crystal. Well, I wouldn't call it a crystal. No, but it has a Merkaba is an interesting. Can you just remind me what a Merkaba is? Because I've heard the term before. I've used it as a paperweight, Dominica. No, not gold. Nope, not white. This is good. It is something, I'll say this much. It's, 12 sides? Well, it's geometric, but not 12 sides. And it's been used as a paperweight. And it has a particular purpose. And nope, not clear. Minika, you're getting close. Getting very close. Ouija board thingy. No, it's not the triangle thing that does all the pointing. It doesn't do that. No, it's not that. You can actually count the sides. You guys are batting 1,000. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and focus on, tell you what, keep guessing, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and run the analysis. We're going to run a couple of I'm going to go ahead and run a couple of things here. Let's go ahead and run compression while you guys are guessing. No, it's not a planchette. And no, it's not round. It does have a flat bottom, however. So think really hard. No planchette anything, Kathy. Let's just get... I'll do my favorite Monty, but planchettes are right out. It's right out. There's no planchettes at all. No. Let's see. Kathy's like in the planchette mode. You know, Karen, that actually is not too far off. As it does hold something. So it has a flat bottom, and it does hold something. We'll go from there. But now, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and fire off this thing and see if we can do a little analysis together. So here we go. At the recorder. And we started at 9:56 p.m. All right, if anybody is there that would like to make their presence known. Okay, what is that? I don't have the time. All right, paranormal guys is that's interesting. Ninja stars. Ninja star is an interesting guess. Not quite. And not quite a pen holder. Nope. Not a candle holder. Well. It does hold something similar to a candle. We'll say that. Now try to guess the color too while you're at it. Okay, now I'm going to go back on this thing while we're doing this. I don't have the time is what this thing is saying in response to me. I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but... I don't have the time, I don't, is what this guy is saying. Yes, incense holder, exactly. Now, what color is it? And what's the geometric shape? You got part of it. So I kind of led you to that, but... let me hold it up to the light and take a look. Well, I'm not going to call it red. I'm not going to call it red. No. No black. What do we win if we get this silly thing? You win a chance to do some EVPs and then analyze all the ones I get on the cases I do. you get to actually develop your psychic skills. And then maybe I can get one of you to try to concentrate on something. Priestley has pretty close on the color. It is a kind of a wood color, if you will. But I'll just leave it. And let's just go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and export this thing that we just found. Let me create the directory there for clips, and we'll save that off. Octagon. Somebody said it earlier, actually. Let me think here. What's time? I'll just call this one time. Now let's keep going on. Poor Dominica, she's like, what do I get for doing all this stupid guessing? It's not a rectangle. You guys are making it really hard. Now the color is sort of a, yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, paranormal guys, it's a pretty direct hit. Walnut is the color of this thing. It's kind of a woody walnut color, and it has these interesting, it's kind of made out of it's a stone type material, probably a resin based thing or actual stone, carved stone. It's rather pretty, actually. You're getting into the, Miss Ghost is getting into the right vicinity. It's almost too simple. So while that's going, I'm going to go ahead and fire up. What is your name? Oh, What in the heck is... This ghost named Sam, did you guys hear that? This guy's saying ghost named Sam. Let me go ahead and I'm going to run a compression on that. You guys are making... I think that we're not hitting it very good tonight. I'm going to go ahead and reveal what this is. It is a simple star. It is a simple five-pointed star incense holder. It just has it's probably made out of resin, and it's just a real simple object. I was hoping that concentrating on something like that would do the trick. I'll do one more while we do some more analysis here. I've got my hand on this thing now. I haven't had this for a long time, but I'm just going to throw that out there, and let's play this EVP again. Ghost named Sam. Now that is a pretty good response, I think. Ghost named Sam, huh? Save that one off. So let's play that back. What is your name? There's something there that came in at 15 seconds. We'll go for 1 minute. And then we'll analyze it right on air. Is there, how many of you are... Actually, what's that? That was... Something just rattled in the house here. Hang on a second, guys. We've been having these little earthquakes up in the Sierras, and every once in a while we get a real jolt, and it's happening over by Reno, and Brian gets a prize. Ninja Stars. Paranormal Guys did pretty good, and so did, I think it was Kathy that did the color, if I remember right. I'm probably going to get shot because I didn't get, but I think the first thing we did with the blue color was good. So you guys are pretty good. Let's see. Go ahead and focus on this little thing that I got sitting in front of you. This actually fits in my hand, but I'm not going to give any guesses on this. No. We're not going to lead you on this. You got to really think hard on it. So I'm just going to hold it while we're doing this analysis. Now that other, I don't think that's an EVP. There. How many of you are in the room with me tonight? I don't know. That seemed like a response. Let me play that back. They're going to kill me. Did you guys hear that? They're going to kill me. That. They're going to kill me. That's what that says. That or someone killed me. So they're going to kill me. I'm just going to go with that just to name it off and save that. That's a new one. I haven't gotten any murder victims out here in a while. Let me go back to that. So that, I don't know about that being a response to my question, but that could have been just somebody coming in trying to talk about what's going on. Now, we've been having these shadows around the property again, so who knows? Sounds like very much like hip-hop to me for some strange reason. Yeah. And then what we'll do, we'll do one more.
Are
session.
You the one that was talking about standing over by the candle?
Okay, that was. We'll also do one more session and have some of you guys ask a few questions, and then we'll just see what we get. Mm-hmm. going to call that EVP. That just seems like random music there. Possible response in 50 seconds. That was interesting. Something about the light right there. Get the light. And that was when we were talking about the flashlight in my hand. Isn't that interesting? Get the light. There you go. Get the light or get the light. So I'm just going to say get the light. Get the light. Get the light. And isn't it interesting how their voice is so musical on EVP? I've found them to be interesting, some of the things we get. And it always seems like they've got a musical intonation when they do these things. And 56 seconds. I'll go a little bit more. Let's go back to that. Tattoo? I don't know about that. Tattoo? Ask them they've gone, if they'd like to go to the light. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's just go a little more with this, and then we'll ask that question, Domenica. Are you standing by the window and enjoying the new globe that I have? All right, it seemed like a male response right there. All right, it seems like one voice coming in. You almost had it. There we go. That's a hard one to guess. I mean, I'm going to have to... Seems like I'm going to save that one as just an unknown because I can't quite make out what it's being said. And this ghost is saying paperclip. Well, no. I'm not going to give any hints. Got to keep guessing. I'm just going to say unknown male response. And then we'll analyze that later. All right, let's go ahead and continue on. We're a minute 20 in. Okay, we're going to stop then. We'll come back to it after we do this analysis, all right? That seemed like a response. Let's go. No, I'm not going to call that. I'll tell you what, though. It's 10:18. We only had it set for an hour, but if you would like me to extend, I'll go ahead and extend by a half hour. And let me run to the Blog Talk page here. Oops. I'm going to do got a problem with one of my pages here. And let's go, here we go. And I don't have the chat set, so I got to go back to get my chat. Here we go. So if you guys are up for an extension, let me go ahead and run that. And let's go ahead and start a new session. We're almost at the end of this one. And I'll go ahead and fire off a new one. And we'll have you guys actually run this one. You'll tell me what, you'll ask the questions and I'll just repeat them. Let me go in there and run the extension. And Kathy is saying, yes, please extend. Please extend. All right, so let's go ahead and do that. Edit an episode. Hang on just a sec, guys. And here it is. And by the way, I got pictures, actually, of my father and of Captain Phil out there on the show page, if you guys haven't seen that. So thought I'd, here we go. We got, let me submit. So we are taking out to 90 minutes. There we go. So that's all taken care of, guys. All right. Let's go ahead and go back and run a little bit of... Brian, that almost sounds terrible. That's not good, man. Okay, here we go. And if anybody wants to call in and join in on some of the questions here, we can sure accommodate that. So I'm kind of watching. I see 217 out there, but I think that's Anastasia's mom. I'm getting used to that number out there. So if that's Anastasia's mom, I have a message from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's really good to see you here. I love it out here in California. Yes, yes. We have no money. So all of you in other states, just send your money to us. We'll spend it well. Yes. Yes, I want you to do that. Do it for me. Yes. So anyway, let's go ahead and get ready here. I need a subject from one of you for this session, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Is it going to be ovulus, or are we going to do the the ghost box tonight? Or should I... run over and grab my EVP recorder and just do a standard EVP session. So you guys get to pick, and while that's going on, I'm going to bring up a window. Whoops. And go to the switchboard, and we'll play our, we're at that, up at that time for station identification, so I'm going to do that and grab the EVP recorder. Here we go.
Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Paranormal guy says, well, can't we try all three? Oh, you know, let me see what I can pull out of my hat. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make the executive decision then. And Kathy's just sitting there throwing her hands up. Oh, come on, Kathy, you could just spin a wheel and let's see. We're just going to go ahead and run a quick EVP session. And the other machine will talk to the other pair of Shingle Springs. Dominica wants to know where Shingle Springs is. Is that what you're saying? Try alternating the ghost box and eat Reg and by asking the same question. That's actually a good idea. I like that. Why don't we go ahead and go with that? So I'm going to start with the a standard EVP, and so I'll have to switch the mic down because I'm going to be running the running through two microphones. So we're going to go ahead and just fire this off. Okay, this should be. All right, here we go. Okay. Now I'm coming through my EVP recorder. If there's anyone here who would like to make their presence known to me, I'm going to ask a question. Can you tell me your name, and can you tell me how many of you are here with us? And we're going to ask the same question on three different devices and see what we get. Actually, I've made one critical mistake. Here we go. So I'm going to repeat one more time. If you can tell me your name and what you are, how many of you are here with us tonight, I'm going to be asking this question several times through three different methods. So We'll give a few moments here for you to answer the question. So we need to close it down. One more time. Can you give me your name? How many of you are there here with us? Okay, coming up on 1 minute. Okay, and recording. Okay, this should be...
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm playing it through now.
And I'm coming through my EVP recorder. If there's anyone here who would like to make their presence known to me, I'm going to ask a question. Can you tell me your name, and can you tell me how many of you are here with us? And we're going to ask the same question on three different devices and see what we get. Actually, I've made one critical mistake. Here we go. So I'm going to repeat one more time. If you can tell me your name and what you are, how many of you are here with us tonight, I'm going to be asking this question several times through three different methods. So we'll give a few moments here for you to answer the question. So we need to close it down. One more time. Can you give me your name?
Okay, that seemed to be a response at 1 minute 10 seconds.
How many of you are there here with us? Okay, coming up on 1 minute.
Okay. I think we got one potential response there. Now I'm playing actually right off the recorder. So we're just going to go ahead and stop there. So I'm going to disconnect that. And we'll do the ovulus next. But what I want to do real quickly, okay, let's plug in. Let's go ahead and I did run an audio stream of this at 1 minute 10. Let me see if playing this back is going to do anything.
So I'm going to repeat one more time.
Here we go.
If you can tell me your name. And what you are, how many of you are here with us tonight? I'm going to be asking this question several times through three different methods. So we'll give a few moments here for you to answer the question. So we need to close it down. One more time. Can you give me your name? How many of you are there here with us? Okay, coming up on 1 minute. Okay, and
what was that?
Okay.
Okay, that was something there. I'm going to go ahead and run I'm going to run a compression on this. And let's see.
Okay, and we're
right there. I heard three. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run a, there's another little trick we do. I'm going to run the noise reduction. And let's see, effect. And let's run the noise removal. And take care of that. And then I run compression one more time. And it brings it out. You know, it's saying something like, go get your camera.
Thank you.
know, that's the second time in a row on this show that I've had these references to me going and getting a camera. I think I'm being told to go get a camera and take some pictures. And potentially do it inside and outside, because that's the second or third time we've had that. I'm going to go ahead and save that off. Yeah, let's go get a camera. Export selection. And go get a camera. And that seems to have been the same thing we had the other day. So it's... Somebody's wanting me to shoot. Go get a camera. Okay, let's finish this out.
Okay, and recording.
Okay, so that seems to have been... Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea, Karen. I'm thinking that if I do that, I'll have to have it set up so I can upload real quickly to the new broadcast website I've got. Just to let you know, I put this together so that I could upload things really quickly that we capture on the show and have you guys be able to download it yourself and actually go look at it, you know, just as it's happening. So there's no reason I couldn't do something with, you know, taking photographs and then, you know, showing them right there. I might have to actually step outside and have you guys just listen into some... you know, some music while I go do that. So I'm not totally equipped to have a wireless mic set up on me while I'm and trying to do the show at the same time. But, you know, I'll see what I could come up with for next week. Let's try that. All right, let's go ahead and go to the ovulus time here. Same question's going to be done. Okay, here we go.
Diptonary moon church.
Okay.
Flash.
Same question. How many of you are there, and what is your name?
Smell. Breathe. Sacred. Plate. Play. Nurse.
Nurse.
Third.
Third.
Breast.
Breast.
Mask.
Can you give me a name? I'd like a name. We're going to go for 1 minute, so about a minute 30.
Many.
There's many of you?
Which? Night.
What's your name?
Julia. Nena.
Nena?
Fanzil.
Fanzil?
Stream. Thor.
Thor.
Wind.
Wind.
Ready.
Ready?
Warrior. Aquarium. No. Cross. Boom. Crash. Child.
Okay, one more time. How many of you are there? And what is your name?
Purifying.
Purifying.
11.
11.
Bring. Rest. Life. Talk. Peace.
Okay.
You.
Going to shut down in 10 seconds.
Blind. 60.
60.
10. Fun.
Fun? You like
Trap.
This? Do you like this?
Petty. Fall.
Okay, thank you.
Every. Pity.
Pity.
50.
50.
Matter. Send.
I'll go for 2 minutes.
Smile. Bell. Pendant.
Pendant.
Nothing. Or.
Okay, that's it.
Muscle.
All right. Let's go back to the beginning. And I got to turn that down. There we go. All right, let's go back to the beginning.
Play. Nurse.
Nurse.
Third.
Third.
Rest.
Actually, I'm going to pause for a moment because, yeah, the ovulus is gabbing now. I'm going to tell you the change I made, guys. I did ask about the 11, Dominica, as this was mentioning. The ovulus is gabbing because I have introduced into the studio a 8-inch plasma globe. It's a device that puts out a high amount of energy, electrical energy, and they're spectacular to look at. You know, they basically you could put your hand on it like a lightning bolt. Well, you can rub your hand across the surface just like I am now, and there's lightning coming off of it. So it's really kicking up the EM field. And it's interesting the effect it had on the equipment. Now, it's probably, you know, it's the first time I've ever wanted to try something like that with actually bringing some of my sensory gear in and putting it right next to something like this. It does seem to have quite the effect, though. But I'm also running the EM pump right next to it. So we're throwing a whole lot out there and to see what we get. The ovulus, one person said we didn't know what an ovulus was out there. So ovulus is basically an electromagnetic field meter coupled with a computer that has a dictionary of words. Now, it can run in several modes. Yes-no mode, where it'll just say yes and no to questions. Dictionary mode, which is the normal one we run here. And there's also phonetic mode, where phonetics can, it'll just pick up whatever it wants and it'll say and construct words on the fly. And we don't have such good luck with that mode, but maybe we ought to try it for one of the shows. Maybe I'll cycle through different modes and give you an idea of what it does and what it doesn't do. Anyway, let's go ahead and go on with the analysis here, and we're at 10:36, so we got about 24 minutes left. Let's go ahead. Breath. Can you give me a name? I'd like a name. We're going to go for 1 minute, so about a minute 30.
Many.
There's many of you?
Which?
Let's go back to that. I'd like a name. We're going to go for 1 minute, so about a minute 30.
Many.
There's many of you?
Which? Night.
What's your name?
Julia.
What in the heck is that?
Julia. Julia.
Drift? Drift?
Julia.
Or drip?
Julia.
I don't know. I'm not going to count
that. Nana.
Nana? Now that did sound like Nana.
Nana. Nana.
It's saying Nana. And so that could be, that's a common name out this way. We see a lot of that. A lot of Germanic folks use that name. Nana?
Pencil.
Pencil, or is that Panzeel?
Pencil. Pencil. Pencil.
Nana Fanzeel? Now that's a possible name. I'm going to export that one just so we have it, because that's just a very unlikely combination. We've never gotten anything like that. Nana Fanzeel. So we got that. Yeah, Jonathan, I agree. Nana Fanzeel. Fanzeel is, and that's not even a word that I think is in the dictionary. We get a lot of that with the ovulus. It's the designer is still mystified because he designed it not to do these things, and yet it does. Yeah, Nana, Grandma. Yeah, that's right, Grandma Fanzeel. So that's, I'm going to look for that name and see if it's a real name. Fanzeel?
Stream. Thor.
Thor? Let's go back to that. Fanzeel?
Stream. Thor.
Fanzeel?
Stream.
Stream.
Thor.
Thor. Way it's going, we may have to extend a second time. Thor.
Wind.
Wind.
Ready.
Ready. Ready.
Warrior.
Is that stream ready for murder? Ready.
Warrior.
Ready.
Warrior.
Ready.
Warrior.
Ready.
Warrior.
Burn her. Burn her. Ready.
Warrior.
Ready or barter.
Ready.
Ready?
Warrior. Ready.
Ready?
Warrior.
Barn her or Barner? Ready Barner. It almost sounds like a name. I'm Ready Barner. Just going to save that off. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and keep going.
Coherent.
That's the word I've been hearing. That's a new set of words since I just changed this setup.
Coherent.
Jonathan wants to know where I'm at. I'm in Shingle Springs, California. If you look that up on maps.google.com or mapsyahoo.com, just type Shingle Springs. And just real quickly, it's a gold rush town out of we're actually 9 miles from where gold was discovered in 1849 over by Coloma, California, by James Marshall. And then another man named John Sutter took advantage of that and made a lot of money off of it, and they both died penniless. And the property I'm on is actually a haunted gold mining settlement, and there's actually, we find implements all through the property here, square nails. We found a blacksmith's forge. We have found, tools and implements. Old Chinese pottery has cropped up on the property. And we also have some spirits. That's how I got into this, is I began seeing ghosts here on the property. And so a lot's happened over the years. And we go through these spates of activity. Just right now we're on a major increase with 2 to 3 to 4 sightings a week of spirits around the property. And so they're back out and about again. We'll go for weeks at a time without anything happening and comment. And we get to kind of missing them, and suddenly they'll just start up again. So it's really interesting, but we have a woman buried on the north part of the property who we think is named Fanny or Anna or Annie. Seems to be kind of a toss-up as to the name, but she is buried there, and we've got EVPs from her that are pretty touching, very nice lady. We think she was actually killed on the property and buried rather unceremoniously. So we, last October, my mother and me, my mother does is psychic, and she does a lot of work like I do. And we went up there, excuse me, I ran some EVP activity there, and we told her we were going to make a, this spring, here in the next month, we're going to clean up around that area and put a small headstone and put some rocks around there and give her a marker, and we'll put some flowers down. We have some, we're an azalea farm, actually. We had this property in the spring just looks absolutely beautiful. It's a blaze of color. I live in the Garden of Eden most of the year. So we're going to give her a little something nice. And she came back in October 31st with a an EVP that said she couldn't believe anybody would take the time to do that for her. So it was really pretty gratifying to have that happen. Now, the activity started up again. I told her this spring, and I guess she's trying to remind me, because I woke up the other night about 3 in the morning, and I heard a woman actually say hello very clearly in the room, and I jerked awake and, what? So she is about, and I said, I call her Anna, and I haven't forgotten, so I just want her to know that we are thinking about her, and it's really cool. Lily? Jonathan thinks he heard Lily. He's probably hearing that. Not about the story I'm telling here, but anyway, just to remind you what's going on. We're doing some of this analysis on the Oculus, but and mind myself, because I get off on these stories. But it is a neat place to live with the ghosts that we see. We've had shadows, one full-on apparition here in the place I'm sitting right now, and up at the main ranch house. I've seen many half apparitions. You'll see legs moving by, or you'll see the top half of a torso go booking by. That's what we had this morning. I saw just kind of a transparent, quick shape just dart behind my mother. She sees things the same thing, sorts of things I do. So it's definitely an interesting thing. Anyway, let's go ahead and go forward here. And take care, Brian. Peace to you, my friend.
Cross. Boom. Crash. Shut.
Okay, one more time. How many of you are there? And what is your name?
Purifying.
Purifying.
11.
11?
Bring.
No, that seemed to be a response. I'm just going to go ahead and save that off. And that seems to be a number we've gotten before, if I remember. So I'm just going to save that. If you guys want me to extend a second time, let me know. Purify.
11.
11.
3. Rest.
Rest.
Life. Talk. Face.
Chop face.
Hey. You.
I'm going to shut. Wait a minute. It seems to be in relation to some of the stuff that's happening here.
11.
11.
3. Rest.
Rest.
Life.
Life. Rest life.
Chop. Face.
Chop face.
Chop. Face. Chop. Face.
That's, I don't know. I'm going to save that sequence and just save it for a later analysis. I'm going to call it chop face. Because that just doesn't seem yeah, here we go, chop face. Here we go. Okay, let's go ahead and move that on. Getting close to the end of this one. Okay.
You.
I'm going to shut down in 10 seconds.
Blind.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and run the extension. I'm thinking about it before we drop off. And let me go ahead and while that's happening, I'll run a quick...
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, we're extended, and time is 10:47 here on February 20th, my father's birthday, 74 years old. And we're just so glad he made it this far with all the stuff that's gone on. It's been an eventful few years here. Okay, here we go.
Shut down in 10 seconds.
Blind. Security.
And that, I'm going to bring that up a little bit. We're going to shut down in 10 seconds.
Blind.
Seconds.
Blind.
Seconds.
Blind.
Seconds.
Blind.
I don't know what that is saying. That's an unknown. I'm just going to skip past it, but it was weird.
60.
60 was very clear.
10. Fun.
Fun. Fun. You like
Trap.
This? Do you like this?
Edgy.
Okay, Karen. Hey, see you later. I'll have to give you a call here, find out what's going on with you. By the way, Karen had a really interesting time in Utah. Talked with her about her case that she went out on, and it was just rather amazing. She had a Karen, can you remind me what the place was that you went into? It was just an amazing haunt for them, and they got an awful lot of evidence. And it was a rather dramatic set of events that occurred for them on that investigation. I'm trying to remember what she told me about it, but they caught a lot. Unfortunately, two of the investigators, her and one other lady, had their recorders with most of their evidence wiped. So evidently these spirits did not want things getting out. There was some other evidence caught, so it would be interesting to find out and hear some of the stories. Maybe I'll talk about getting her on. And, yeah, she was at the Ben Lomond Hotel, and then it stops right there, Ben Lomond Hotel. This is in Utah. And a very interesting set of events that happened for her. So maybe I can talk her into coming on and, doing a little bit of time with us on the show and talk about it. So Anyway, by the way, I'll say one other thing. For all of you who do investigation, if you come across some EVPs that you want to share, drop me a line. Let me know, and we'll be glad to upload the evidence and play it and talk with you about your cases and things. And it was an asylum for left bracket 9. I don't know what that, for 49. Looks like she's having some computer troubles there. So anyway, let's go forward. And so, Karen, yeah, I'll give you a call here. I'm sure you're probably going off to work or something. So, take care and glad to have you on. And I'll try to give you a call after the show and see if you're around. So, anyway, here we go.
Fun?
You like this? Do you like this?
Petty.
Petty? He thinks it's petty?
Petty.
I don't think it's Eddie. I think it's saying this is Patty. You like this? Do you like this?
Eddie.
They can be rather direct in there. Eddie. That's good. All right. And we'll do, we're almost at the end of this set. Okay. Thank you.
Every. Pity.
Pity.
50.
50.
Matter. Send.
We'll go for matter. Send.
Smile.
Hell. Smile. Hell.
Pendant.
Pendant.
Nothing. Or.
Okay, that's it.
Nozzle.
Or nozzle. That's a new word.
Nozzle.
That's not even in the dictionary. That's funny. I mean, I work around people who design nozzles, and my father designed the rocket, nozzles for liquid and solid-fueled rockets. It's interesting. And on the whole subject of the pendant, I wear a very special pendant that's a protective. It's used for protection when I'm out on cases. So I don't know. I'm somewhat mystified by that. But I think nozzle, that's a new one. That's a definitely new word for us. Let's see, what have we done? We've done the EVP recorder, we've done the ovulus, and I think what we are left with right now here at 10:52 is we're going to go ahead and do a scan.
Where's the second half of the money you promised?
Whoops. Okay, here we go. Start the recorder. Okay, same question we've been asking. How many of you are here with us tonight? What is your names? What did you do for a living when you were alive? What do you like to do now? Are you trapped here on Earth? Or are you here in visitation? Are you one of the spirits who comes here in visitation on the property, or are you living on the property all the time? Are you one of Dominica's ghosts who's been sent here to haunt me tonight? That sounded like a response at 1:30. Do you have any last messages before I shut down? Okay, coming up on 2 minutes. Thank you. Appreciate everything you've had to say tonight. We'll try it one more time here in a little while, okay? Okay, stopping at 2:15. All right, here we go. All right, and turn the power off. Okay, and so far we haven't had any EM activity I've seen over here with the K2. It's been rather quiet. But I'm going to try putting it where I can see a little better. Hoping we can get some of them to, once we get into the Thursday swing of it, with we really are regular about it, it'll be a real similar setup to what my friends over in Reno have at Spirit Speak. Actually, I just did Flash. That's interesting. The folks at spiritspeak.org, I'm trying to remember their names right off the bat. They are, I'm just going to have to do it now. I'm trying to remember their names, and I'm going to not be satisfied until I go out there and take a quick look. Here we go. Mark and Debbie Constantino. Yeah, they live right just over the mountain from us, and they are just amazing. And they've developed a real interesting setup for their doing laboratory work and things like that with EVP and being able to call spirits in on a regular basis. And I see we have a call from area code 573, so I'll go ahead and take that real quick before we run the analysis here. 573 area code, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
We're just listening.
Oh, okay. Just wasn't sure. Just wanted to let you, make sure. Anyway, nice to meet you. Okay. Take care. All right. I gotta put it back on hold there. All right. Let's go ahead and run the analysis, guys, and here get the chat room where I can see that. I would want to hack a Furby. Fun and creepy rolled into one. What in the heck? Lady, you're interesting. I think we'd have you on the show just to listen to what you say. There we go. Okay, same question we've been asking. How many of you are here with us tonight? Okay, that seemed to be a response. Kill some? I'm not sure. That's probably. Kills on me? Kills on me? I'm just going to call it that. Kills on me. Kills on me. That's what I'm hearing. Kills on me. I'll play it one more time, and we'll move on. Yeah, I'm going to call it Kills in Me. Sounds like a male. What is your names? There's a female response. Knows nothing. What do you think? Ghost's not here. Ghost's not here. That's what I hear. I'm going to just say that. Ghost's not here. It sounds like a woman speaking. Night, and some strange stuff. Okay, that seemed to be more like chatter. Who's that? Who dat? Who dat, Kathy? Dat. Now I'm something. I'm hearing now I'm, but I'm not sure what it's saying there. I'm just going to call it the now I'm EVP. I'll play it one more time. It just doesn't seem to... And I'll just focus on that section. No, I'm no one? Could be. What did you do for a living when you were alive? There was a word there. Right there, male response. Friend. Sounds like Fred or something similar. What did you do for a living? Male. All right, I'm just going to say Fred for that one because I'm not sure what in the heck to make of that. It's not in context to what I was saying when you were alive. What in the hell? The fruits? I've never heard that before. I don't know. I'm just going to say the fruits. What does your friend think, Jonathan? I'm just going to say that it's fruits bad because it doesn't, it's just hard to read. What do you like to do now? Father. Says something like father. All right, saving that off. All right, let's get going. Okay, there seemed to be something there. Now that was a set of phrases right there. Okay, that's getting pretty good. Let's use cell phone, yes. Dominica. I'm just going to call that one phrases because it just seems like they're saying something. Let me see. We'll do that again. Are you trapped here on Earth? Thank you. Paul Payton. Paul Payton. Paul hates him, or Paul makes him, or Paul Payton. I'm going to say Paul makes him. Paul makes him stay. What are you hearing, Kathy? Or are you here in visitation? We think. All right, that was something. Please help me. Now that. That sounds like, please help me. What do you guys think? No. Yeah. That's, I'm thinking, please help me. That's actually quite a good one. And it sounds like my friend Anna. It's kind of a female response there, so. Are you one of the spirits who comes here in visitation on the property, or are you living on the property all the time? Are you one of Dominica's ghosts who's been sent here to haunt me tonight? Right there. No. That's what he's saying, no. No to Dominica. It's not one of Dominica's ghosts. I'll have to ask about Dominica's musician friends. Me and my friends think they sound trapped or confused. Often that's the case, Jonathan. I think that they are confused quite often, especially the ones who are. You know, Dominica's looking at, got a green face at me. What does that mean, Dominica? I gotta ask you. Are you? Let's see. Dominica's ghost says no. That's what I'm naming this one. Yeah, it's that was the one I definitely, know. So it's definitely one of the local ghosts here, I think. That sounded like a response at 1:30. Now that did seem... Now that was interesting. I'm going to go ahead and run a compression on that because that... Normally I wouldn't do that with this, but it just seemed to be a response there in the static. And then I just filter it and see if maybe bringing a little bit of that out is going to help us here. Here we go. Right there. I'm going to just... clip it. Please help them leave me. That is pretty good. Try it one more time here. Please help them leave me. No, I'm hearing it forwards, please Please help them leave me. I'm wondering what that means. We have not all of the spirits on the property are very nice. We have about twice a year we see a very large shadow that we know is not nice. And my mother and me each see it about twice a year, generally in the fall. And that thing, it's big. I mean, I've seen it, and it knows you're there. It moves with this kind of unearthly move, like from the movie Ghost, when you saw the black shadows that came out of the ground. Same kind of halting, quick, jerky movements this thing has, and it heads always from the north and heads out through our garden and then just keeps going like it's on a mission. And we've seen it enough times. We know it won't mess with us, but we know it's just not nice. And it seems to know us and kind of respect our distance, and it stays away from us, and we stay away from it. I don't know quite what to make of this this EVP, but it's funny you bring up backwards, Kathy, because there is some such thing as reverse EVPs. And they are I've caught an amazing number of them. They just won't sound quite right, but I'll tell you what, just to humor you, I'll go ahead and play this backwards just to see if maybe that, let me go ahead and run the reverse setup here. Okay, now let's go ahead and play this reverse. Well, maybe you're right. That almost sounds like help me, please. Okay, I'm going to just focus in on that one section there. Don't thank the police. Oh, boy. Don't thank me, please. Don't thank me, please. Now, what does that mean? Now, what we get an awful lot of is EVPs where they'll may say one thing forwards and one thing's back. And that appears to be the case in this particular, what we're getting here. I really don't know what to make of that. That's the first time we've gotten reverse EVP on the show. Definitely a worthwhile capture. I'm just going to go ahead and write down the time. That's at 1:41. And I just want to make a note of that because I want to save that one. Definitely save that one off and really listen to that. Seconds, reverse, EVP, okay. And let's go ahead and take a moment and just see. We got Lady V out in the chat room there. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hello, Kathy. Disgruntled Dan, Domenica D'Amore, HCP Pam, good to see you here, my friend. Jonathan Boy, and yeah, and thanks for all the stuff you guys have been saying. It's really nice to see all the interaction going on here. Ms. Ghosts. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Ms. Ghosts here in just a second. Other People's Eyes, Paranormal Guys. There's two of you, two normal guys. Priestley and Zura, good to see you. Hoorah, hoo-hah. All right, let's see. We are almost at the end of this one, so I'll just do that, and we'll talk about our Ms. Ghosts EVP stuff. Whoops, I had that on the select. Okay, let's go ahead and go forward. Do you have any last messages before I shut down? All right, let's see what that is. Give me some time. All I don't know. I'm not going to call that one because it's just it's too close to singing. Okay, coming up on 2 minutes. Thank you. No, I don't think we're going to get
thank you. Appreciate everything you've had to say tonight. We'll try it one more time here in a little while, okay?
That was pretty active. I don't get you. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm not getting you guys. No, I'm not going to even say that that's one. That's okay. Stopping it. All right, so let's go ahead and see. We're at 11:15, 15 minutes left in the show. Miss Ghost sent me a note here some weeks ago, and I finally got caught up with myself and was able to respond. I'm trying to remember what the exact... Let me pull this up real quick. It basically had to do with magnets. And matter of fact, I was looking at getting some magnets to do this kind of thing. And basically the question that, and I think Ghost's name is Cindy, if I remember right. Yeah, here we go. So what Cindy had sent me was that she had made a ghost box similar to the one I had done at AM/FM Digital Pocket Radio. And she says here, when I tried it, I felt there was way too much vocals coming through. And that's kind of what I've been complaining about all night. So I took a cardboard box and covered it in tin foil to block out most of the radio signals. And this worked great, and I get very little vocals, and it's more like white noise. So, and she attached external speakers and turned it on to test it out. Whole session lasted about 2 hours and was really amazed at and somewhat skeptical as to what she was hearing. And the summary is that what she got was, several voices coming through that seemed to be answering to direct questions. So I asked if a woman or child could come forward and speak with me, and I was starting to wonder if I was just picking up answers and thinking it was actually EVPs, you know, I'm just making it up, basically, or just hearing things that weren't there. Well, a female child started speaking. She said her name and that she was sad for her grandmother. She said she'd been in an accident of some kind, and some other interesting things. After that, it seemed several spirits were trying to answer at the same time, very jumbled, and I couldn't really pick out an answer. So I asked that only one person at a time speak so that I could hear better. A deep male voice clearly said, okay. I continued my conversation with the spirit, and he told me his name and some other interesting things. I told him I would come back and speak with everyone if I could be sure they were really trying to communicate. And she's such a skeptic sometimes. That's actually a good thing to be in this business. You heard me tonight kind of throwing things out because I'm going, no, that's just chance. I'm picking up scattered words, that are not related to EVP. So I proceeded to ask more direct questions. I asked, some personal questions and got definitely a good answer. I won't go into the nature of what, that's probably a little too personal, but some family names came through, I'll just say that. And so she became a believer that she was actually speaking with someone on the other side. And I was speaking with the same spirit and and said that she would come back to talk to him again. And he says, how? And she says that she'd use the box to communicate. Now, this is the part where I found this interesting. The spirit came back and said they needed more magnetic energy. And I asked, where do I find more energy? And he says, look. I asked him where to look, and he says, use magnets for better communications. So, this is the question that was posed to me. And it's funny because there's been some discussions about this sort of thing with magnetic energy. And if you go out on the digital dowsing site where I get some of my gear, there was actually a device that was briefly marketed that allowed you to not only to actually use magnetic conversion of your voice to a magnetic frequencies, if you will. It's kind of imprecise, but instead of radio, you would be modulating your voice over magnetic fields. And this was supposed to be able to basically have you be able to broadcast in the same manner that EVPs are picked up and formed on your recorder. And so it kind of is in the same ballpark. And I really think that if a spirit is telling you this, that there is something there. Now, what I did in response to this, Cindy, is I went out on Amazon.com and I found some magnets. They have strong rare earth magnets, and I've gone ahead and ordered these. I don't think I got a chance to write back to you and let you know that I did that. And so what I'm going to do is I've got a cardboard box I'm going to line with foil, and that's going to be our next experiment. And we're going to line that with foil, and I'm going to put the, instead of using FM, I'm going to use AM, and put the box in, get it scanning, and I'll have, basically the box will be in this foil container. And it's essentially a shielded, completely shielded Faraday cage. If you happen to look that up, you can go out on Wikipedia and look up Faraday cage, and it's basically just a way of shielding the electronics completely so no signals can get in. And it's turned out that EVPs have been picked up in these sorts of things before, so a Frank's box makes just as much sense. Now, the magnetic thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to put magnets in different configurations. So on our next show, you know, my intent is to have the magnets, if I get them, in time, I will have them basically in a kind of a square pattern around the radio. And your question was basically how to basically set it up. So this is such a new thing. I think it's just a worthwhile thing, and let's just see what we get. So it's going to be a real kind of a dirt cheap simple experiment, but a pair of scissors, a screwdriver to poke a hole through so I can get the cable in to connect to the radio. And we may even do an EVP recorder in there too, just to kind of test these different devices out and see what we get. That'll basically put a limit on any radio stations potentially interfering with it and actually give us a little bit of a control. So, you know, we're doing real science here. This is getting into an area where we're able to actually lock out any potential spurious signals that would come in that could be, somebody could come in and say, oh, you're just picking up radio waves. Okay, fine. Let's get rid of that. So I really think that that's good. Hematite magnets, you're trying some magnets also, hematites. Yeah, so I'll tell you what, if you want to do the same configuration and get some EVPs off of that and record them and forward them on to me, we could play them on the show next Thursday. And then I'll do the same thing. Actually, Kathy, the refrigerator magnets are just not strong enough. I think rare earth magnets, which are very, very powerful. I spent a little money on this. It was like $12 for these really powerful, and they're ring magnets. And the reason I bought ring magnets is because what they do is I can put little posts down and secure them down a little better in the box, and so they won't just go snap onto the radio. So I bought the ring ones that I can just stick like a dowel through, and then I can change the configuration. And I'm still not quite finished with the design as to how I'm going to do this, but that's sort of the general plan. So we'll give this a try and see what we get. Now, tonight we didn't get too awful much, but I do think now tomorrow what I'll do is I'll pull some of the past show EVPs. I'll go ahead and schedule a show after my normal interview show on Sundays. And we'll do that. We'll go ahead and play some of the captures we have, some of the better stuff. And then if we can get Miss Ghost, Miss Cindy there to work with us, maybe if she wants to try capturing a few for herself and we can collaborate, I think that would be a great idea. Now, I also invite any of you out there or any of you who are going to be listening on the archive shows, when this is played later, if you decide you want to do that, definitely get, you know, a message to me. You can email me, you know, through Blog Talk if you have an account there, or go out onto the Ghostwriters, you know, website, and you can catch that off my show page, and you know, get a message to me, and we can maybe set something up and see what we get here. So we're all in this together, and you know, we're pushing some boundaries. We're going to have some failures. We're going to have some nights that are better than others. And this was about average, but I think the one thing that I did find that was interesting in this whole show tonight was that the ovulus reacted so strongly to the presence of these plasma globes. So I think we'll play around with these a little more. They're spectacular to look at, too. I'll get a picture up. I'll take one tonight and throw it onto the website. And throw the EVPs up, too, that I think are worth doing, and then put that out there with the blog link, on the Blog Talk link, to have you guys check that out later. So, you know, all in all, I think a pretty good show. We're coming up 5 minutes to the end of the show here. Kathy loves the ovulus. I love the thing, too. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say that I am still skeptical. And for good reason. I mean, the ovulus is a wonderful device, and so far we've only been playing it in this mode of the dictionary mode, but it has these other things in the phonetic mode, and I think next week what we ought to do is, after we do our little experiment with the shielded box, we'll go ahead and try the ovulus in phonetic mode, and maybe after that we'll try yes-no mode, and we'll see what the different things that it can do. And take it forward. Now, the ovulus that I have, the model I have here, is actually a classic already. There's a new model being put out there, so these are going to be rarer than hen's teeth, these ones I have, and you know, the Model 1 ovulus. So it'll actually become quite an antique down the road, I tend to think. But anyway, Bill over at Digital Dowsing, if you get a chance, just go over to digitaldowsing.com and take a look at these things. They're just amazing. And Kathy, hey, appreciate that. Appreciate you guys spending the time. And both Anastasia and Dominica kind of, you know, roped me in and asked me to do this show tonight. And I felt like doing it, and it was a lot of fun. So I just, Miss Ghost just ordered the new one? Woohoo! So it's on the market now, huh? That's good. Okay, so, and Pam, HCP Pam, hey, good to see you. Saw you the other night on one of the other shows, and that's good. Dominica, great show, and showmanship and ghostmanship. And I'll get the band in, too. I'm going to try to get a spirit band in. So, and I think, you know, one of these nights, I was just listening to Kathy the other night, and she had a show that was on. She was playing music, and I think she tried to call me, and what happened was I was so sleepy, I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I was hearing, like, phone ringing, what? I fell asleep in the chair, and then I realized I think she did try to call me. So, Kathy, it was, I did catch on that, yeah, I think you tried to call, but anyway, I was sort of a little bit tired there, but okay, so March 15th, Miss Ghost gets her her setup, and maybe, yeah, we'll do some collaboration back and forth if you're up for that. I think that would be awesome. And again, if any of you have EVPs that you've captured and want to send in, go ahead and do that. So, yeah, we're coming up here. Let's see, the atomic clock. The atomic clock is shows us with 1 minute left. So let's go ahead and bring up the switchboard. Oops, that's not the right switchboard. There we go. And we're going to go ahead and play a little music and a little Ghostwriters. So this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio signing off. And goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.